Hare Krishna. So we are seeing the symptoms of a person yoga rudra stage. We have seen few in the previous shloka. Let's see few more in today's shloka, shloka number 8. Jnana vijnana triptatma kutastho vijitendriyah yukta ityachate yogi samalostrashma kanchanah. So here it is given, a person, yukta iti, who is established in self-realization. Uchate yogi, such a person is called as a yogi or a mystic. And such a person is triptatma, he is fully satisfied. Fully satisfied by what? Jnana, knowledge, and vijnana, realization. And kutastho, kutastaha, such a person is well situated in transcendence, in spirituality. And Vijitendriya, he is self-controlled, all his senses are controlled, Jitendriya. And Samalostrashma Kanchanaha, Sama, he sees Lostra, that is pebbles, Ashma, stone, and Kanchana, gold, as same. So he does not make any difference. It hardly matters for him, you know, what is what. So this particular shloka, you know, gives few more wonderful qualities, wonderful symptoms of a person who is Yogarudha. Let's see some aspects in detail. Book knowledge without realization of the supreme truth is useless. See, having knowledge and not having realization is pathetic. Because we will have knowledge, but if we don't experience that in our life, we'll not be able to continue. So it's very important that the theory should get transformed into realization. And what is the thing that is there in between? The thing that is there in between from theory to realization is basically the service aspect that is there. Service to Lord, service to devotees. And the greatest service in the age of Kali Yuga is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we will see that whatever we are hearing in Bhagavad Gita, as of now it's theoretical, all that with time will actually transform into realization and we'll experience that bliss of vijnana, that is realization. That's what is told here. Just knowledge is useless without realization. And it is very, very important to understand that no, we cannot conquer Krishna. It's very nicely given this particular shloka. Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grayam Indriye Sevon Mukhe Hi Jivhado Swayam Eva Spuratyadaha. So it is said, Atha Shri Krishna Nam Adi, Nama Rupa Guna Leela, name, form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna, Na Bhavet Grayam Indriye. We cannot conquer. We cannot conquer by ourselves. We cannot try to dominate and get all of these things. Then how will it happen? Sevon mukhe hi jivhado. It all starts with service. Now this tongue has to be used in service of the Lord, for chanting the holy names, to glorify the Lord, to accept honor prasadam. So when we do that, when the service starts from the tongue, and if Krishna is pleased with us, then swayam eva spuratyada, Krishna will manifest all these wonderful things, all these wonderful aspects of name, form, qualities and pastimes. And then we'll be able to realize and relish the same. So this point is very important to understand. We cannot conquer. We have to just serve. And if Krishna is pleased, he will give us the actual realization and make us feel blissful by giving such realizations. No one can become Krishna conscious simply by mundane scholarship. One must be fortunate enough to associate with a person who is in pure consciousness. So only when we come in touch with a pure devotee who is already relishing all these different aspects of Krishna consciousness, then such a person can actually get wonderful realizations by the mercy of that pure devotee. So this point is very important, to associate with pure devotees of the Lord. A Krishna conscious person has realized knowledge by the grace of Krishna because he is satisfied with pure devotional service. As we already said, only by the mercy of Krishna, when Krishna is pleased, Krishna will reveal and he will actually give us realizations. By transcendental knowledge, one can remain steady in his convictions, but by mere academic knowledge, one can be easily deluded and confused by apparent contradictions. So many times people have this problem. Oh, Vedic literature, there are so many different contradictions. Oh, how to understand this? How to understand that? This particular thing is contradicting this. Why such people are not able to understand? Because the knowledge is on the academic platform or theoretical platform. They have not yet realized things. Basically, what is happening? They are seeing all that in the dim light or maybe in the darkness. But as soon as the light is given by Krishna, when the grace of Krishna flows in our life, then lots of clarity will be there, and then he'll be able to reconcile all the different aspects, and he will see there is no contradiction in the Vedic scriptures, no contradiction in Bhagavad Gita, no contradiction in any other literatures related to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's very important, you know, to have realizations. It's very important to have clarity in Krishna consciousness. So it is said that it is the realized soul who is actually self-controlled because he is surrendered to Krishna. He is transcendental because he has nothing to do with the mundane scholarship. For him, mundane scholarship and mental speculation, which may be as good as gold to others, are of no greater value than pebbles or stones. So how can a person get such realizations? With surrender to Krishna, we have to practice devotional service. That's what self-realized people have done, and they have been continuing to do that. So with surrender to the process of bhakti, surrender to Guru, surrender to Krishna, we have to practice devotional service. We have to just follow the instruction that is given, and we'll be able to attain the highest realm in Krishna consciousness. All these things which are mentioned, that is Vijitendriya, controlling the senses, then Kutastha, being situated in transcendental platform, then Jnana Vijnana Triptatma, the person is satisfied, you know, in Vijnana, realization and knowledge. So all these things will be very, very easy for a person who has received or who has attained or who has become the right person, who has got the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna, the right recipient. This is the word, recipient, who has become the recipient to receive Krishna's mercy. So when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we have to beg and pray to Krishna that, "Oh Krishna, please be merciful unto me. I want to come back to you. I want to serve you. But what to do? Currently, I'm stuck here in this material world. I'm contaminated in my consciousness. I'm contaminated in my dealings. My senses are contaminated. And my mind is always immersed in thinking of sense gratification. Oh Krishna, please help me." So when we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we're actually calling out for Krishna. We're calling out for His mercy and telling our current situation, that how abominable it is and how much we are suffering here. So when we actually reveal this to Krishna, so before we start our chanting, we can pray to Krishna intensely. And then, you know, we can chant the same mood, calling out for the mercy of Krishna. And Krishna is already very merciful. The mercy will flow. And then we'll get all these realizations. We'll be able to relish Krishna consciousness. So now, Krishna is going to continue the same theme and is going to tell us few more symptoms of Yoga Rudra person. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.